Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with sleeping in the arms of Jesus. What we need, especially today, we especially need to understand that times are stormy out there. There's a storm out there, and we need to be close to Jesus in order to really trust in him. And this is what Jesus is going to show us today. He wants us to recognize how Luisa went through this. Okay, so the whole gift of the divine will is about Luisa Picaretta. It's interesting. I've heard many, many people say, well, now I got to do what God wants me to do. And Luisa did what God wanted her to do. Now I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And they've got it all wrong. A good friend of mine, was so in love with the divine will that he took only Jesus's words and he made a book. He eliminated the words of Luisa. He says, we don't need Luisa. He says, what we need is to listen to Jesus. What is Jesus saying? What does Jesus want? So he spent his time going through all 36 volumes and condensing it just to the words of Jesus, just like when the Protestants, you know, have their Bible with red words of Jesus. I want to hear what Jesus has to say. That was wrong for us to not listen to what Luisa says. Because what Jesus tells Luisa in the last part of her life, she said to Jesus, I'm sorry for all the questions I had, all the doubts that I had, all the mistrust that I had. I'm sorry that I didn't live fully in the divine will for you, Jesus. And Jesus said to Luisa, you have to understand, the questions that you had were not your questions. These are the questions of all the people who are going to read the divine will. And I gave their question to you so that you could put it down on paper so that I could answer them through you, Luisa. And then he says, you were never out of the divine will. You were always in the divine will. See, so what the Lord is saying to us is, you want to be a Franciscan, you wear the clothes of Francis. You follow the rules of Francis. You listen to the teachings of Francis. Same thing with the Dominican, Benedictine. You want to enter into this abundant life of the saintly life of the saints. The divine will is all about Luisa Picaretta. And my friend who made this book, and it's beautiful. It's all the words of Jesus. But he died shortly after that. The reason is God wants the fullness to come to us. And the fullness is Luisa. Luisa, when Jesus looks at us, he says, where is Luisa? What did you learn? How are you living? How are you breathing? How are you thinking? Are you thinking like the newborn? Are you reacting like the newborn of the divine will, Luisa Picaretta? See, it's not to go to her. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's Luisa. She's the only one. Now, the saints followed the holy humanity of Christ in a saintly way, a good way, a holy way. But what Jesus and Mary taught Luisa is how to live their life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So when we read, when we study, when we put this into practice, Jesus is saying, how much are you going to look like Luisa? How much are you going to sound like Luisa? How are you going to believe like the newborn? Do you have the DNA of this newborn? Are you part of the little family of Louisa? Do you possess this gift? She did. She's the only one so far. That's why when I was there helping copy the writings of Louisa, in the book of Louisa, where she was, her thumbprints were etched on the pages of the books that she was studying. I was astonished. Here are the fingerprints of Louisa on the Book of Heaven, in the Book of Heaven. And it only said to me, she was focused on this so much that she kept on reading and rereading and reading and rereading these passages in order to possess this gift, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. So in our life, I mean, I pray this every day. I pray that I will know everything that you taught Louisa and put into practice everything you taught Louisa, so that when you look at me, you don't see me. You see what you, Jesus, what you, Mary, taught Louisa. This is so essential. It's not about me. It's not about saintly. It's not about goodly. It's not about holiness. It goes to sharing in divinity, which the priest every day at Holy Mass puts the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. So this summer, what we have to really, really begin to focus on is, where is Louisa? How are you responding to the things that Jesus is giving to you? I mean, it's like I said, we're in a storm and the waves are going to get big. And we're going to cry out to Jesus as the apostles did. But what did Jesus say to the apostles? Be quiet, be still. And what do they say? He was talking to the wind. He was talking to the waves and it obeyed him. No, he was talking to us. Be quiet, be still. I'm in charge, Jesus says. I'm your Lord, I'm your master, I'm your king, I'm your savior, I'm your all. How are you dealing with this? So what does he do? In these last days, as Pope St. John Paul II said, are we trusting in Jesus so much that, like Louisa, we're resting in the arms of Jesus? We're trusting in him. Jesus is looking. You've been reading the divine will for a while. Have you entered into the life of the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will? She possesses, again, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. We don't go to Louisa for Louisa. He says, Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. And again, that's what this man said to me when he was doing this book. I said, you got to have Louisa too. You can't just have Jesus. You have to have Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's a triune, which we read in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. It's a reflection of the Trinity. So he says, Jesus just said to Louisa, you're nothing but a blade of grass. Dismissing Louisa. Jesus said, you are the newborn. You are the firstborn. And he also said 2,200 more titles given to Louisa, so that we can understand this new era that we're going to enter into, that Pope St. John Paul II said, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. How are we going to do this? What is our program? Where is our index? Where do we have what to do? Where's our direction in this new era that's coming? Jesus says to Louisa, it's the Book of Heaven. And Jesus says to Louisa, and it's very clear, he says to Louisa that he wants us to focus on this gift, to study this gift, to know the how and the why the kingdom is coming on earth, in us, this dust, on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus said. And the times are now entering a new era. Okay, so this is the reason why Our Lady appeared to Bruno. Our Lady appeared to Bruno in the approved apparition of Our Lady of Revelation in 1947 to say to Bruno, time has now come to an end. And Bruno goes, the end of the world. No, the end of this era. A new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. Why do you think Our Lord is trying to get us ready and Our Lady is trying to get us ready for the 3 days of darkness, the illumination of conscience, the all the other things that doom and gloomers are going, ah, it's to get ready to live the life that Adam lost, image and likeness of God. And so what the Lord is so good at doing, he's stressing to Louisa the points. You must know this. Be attentive to this. This book is different than any other books on the face of the earth. This is the only book, Jesus said, that will transform a soul. And I know this to be true. God is working very, very powerfully. And again, the miracles that are coming, the miracles that have begun, we haven't even seen anything yet. The kingdom is coming. So what is God doing? He's saying, get ready. The trumpets are going to be blasting. The kingdom is coming. The Lord is returning. I mean, all that. What does he say to, a man who's marrying his bride? He says, I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. And then he says, I will come back and take you with me. Do you see what the Lord has planned? The kingdom is coming. What is the kingdom? It's the wedding feast, the unity of God and man that God wanted from the beginning, that Adam lost. Jesus and Mary came to earth to redeem. Are they to co-redeem with Christ on Calvary? And now the time of sanctification is coming. The time of now of this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when people go, what is the illumination of conscience going to be all about? Jesus tells Louisa, when they see you, they will begin to understand what this gift of the divine will is all about, how to live in the divine will. Everything, I truly believe, everything that is needed to understand the illumination of conscience is found in the book of heaven. Jesus says all your questions will be answered there. How are we reading? How are we studying? What is happening to us as we enter into this gift? Is Jesus seeing Louisa in us? Is Jesus hearing Louisa in us? Are we echoing what she echoed everything that Jesus said? She echoed everything that Jesus said. That's why the Echo Book is so powerful. You begin to understand how to pray in the divine will. I know so many people say, I wrote these prayers in the divine will. And I go, well, that's really great. Why don't you read what Jesus taught Louisa of how to pray in the divine will? Don't make up your own prayers. Listen to Jesus. Study. Put this into practice of what Jesus is saying. So I truly believe what the Lord is asking of us is that the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the sooner the kingdom's coming. So Jesus, Louisa says in volume 31, September 25th, 1932, I am always in the arms of the divine will, like a little baby. Let's just stop there. Are we always, always in the arms of the divine will, like a little baby? Are we doing what we want? Are we worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative? That tells you if you're doing what you want. I am always in the arms of the divine will. Let's use that for our theme for the summer. I am always in the arms of the divine will, like a little baby. What does a little baby do? This is what a little baby does. Who wants to be cradled in the arms of her mama in order to take her sweet sleep. To be one with Jesus. This is the reason why Jesus really asks us through Louisa to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. When you go to Corrado and where her tomb is in the front of the church, right next to the high altar, you'll see a little square between her tomb and the high altar on the floor. It's this little square. And Father Bucci says, this is where Louisa knelt as a child in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then for 40 years, she couldn't get to church. She was obedient to Jesus and stayed in bed. And then what happens? After 40 years, she goes to the St. Anthony Orphanage, and St. Ana de Francia had this chapel built with Luisa. When the doors of the chapel were open, could look right out of her room to Jesus in the tabernacle. And she says, finally, in volume 25, finally, finally, I am your prisoner, you are my prisoner. Is that part of our life? Oh, you're living in the divine well. Oh, I forgot about that. You're living in the divine well. But that's not part of my life. Something is wrong. She wanted to be with Jesus in the Eucharist. It's not explicit. It's implied. Are we like Luisa? Do we believe that we possess this gift? Okay, well, how are you living, volume 18? How are you living, volume 7? This is what we got to work on. Jesus gave this book to Luisa. She studied it. She memorized it. This was part of her life. She didn't miss a day. Oh, I love the divine will, but I'm so busy. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to listen to Jesus' teachings that Luisa listened to, because I'm living in the divine will. Baloney. Baloney. Oh, Father, you don't understand. I don't understand. I love that one. You don't understand. I love the divine will, but I've got things that I've got to do. All right. Well, then again, what did Luisa have to do? What did Luisa have to do? See, Jesus takes everything away from us so that we can be like her. Family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, parishioners, as we enter into the divine will, they leave us because, hey, we want you to do this. We want you to do that. And you're saying, well, I believe Jesus and Mary through Luisa want me to focus on this gift. And the people go, thank you, but no, thank you. We don't want that. So they leave. It's okay. What Jesus is doing is saying, where is Luisa? Where is that faithful one, that newborn one? Like a little baby who wants to be cradled in the arms of her mama in order to take her sweet sleep. And if the mama does not cradle her, the poor tiny one does not feel secure. She is overwhelmed and cries, and she implores the arms of the mother for bed and rest. And only then does she calm down when she obtains her intent. Is that us? I've said this before, and you know it's true. When people are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, they're not resting in Jesus. They're not reading. You can always tell someone who's anxious and upset, if they're not peaceful, joyful, and happy, if they don't have heaven, Jesus isn't there. So what does Jesus do? He says, I'm going to show you the how and the why this is going to happen. Why the kingdom has to come on earth as it is in heaven. And it's through this newborn. But we have to become like this newborn. That doesn't mean you stay in bed the whole time. It means that your focus is on the book of heaven. Your study is the book of heaven. Yes, there's many other things out there. Beautiful things out there. Saintly things, good things, holy things. But it's not the book of heaven. You want to know what the illumination of conscience is? Read the book of heaven. Oh, Jesus is going to come with something wonderful. This, Jesus says to Luisa, is the greatest gift. He says, as a God, I can't give you any more. And as a creature, you can't give back to God anything more. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. This is the life of Luisa. And so God is asking us, are you always in the arms of the divine volition? Are you content by reading? That's what he's saying. It says, your intent, and you'll be overwhelmed with cries if you're not reading. If you're not reading the Book of Heaven, you're in the world. Jesus says, this is the Book of Heaven. And as you read, as we study, as we put this into practice, it's heaven. It's heaven. Nothing can bother us. Nothing can oppress us. Such an I am. Excuse me. Am I? I am the little baby just newly born. This is what we have to be. We have to be like her, newly born in the divine will. Always longing to be with God, with Jesus and Mary. Always in the arms of the divine will. And I feel a great need in order to be secure. The great need is reading. We have to get this through our pea brains. What makes us peaceful? Jesus, Mary. And now we can sit down every day and listen to Jesus speak to our hearts, our minds, our soul. Listen to Jesus as he enters our intellect, memory, and will. I feel the great need in order to be secure. Have we come to the conclusion that the only way to be secure is with Jesus? Have we come to the conclusion that Jesus is calling us in the tabernacle? Have we come to that conclusion yet? This is what Louisa did. Read volume 25, the very first day. Finally, I'm with you after 40 years. I'm finally back with you, longing to be with Jesus. And Jesus answered her prayer through St. Honorable de Francia, where the sanctuary in the chapel now was her room. The sanctuary where the headboard was is now the tabernacle. She says very, very clearly, such am I. I am the little baby that's newly born who feels the great need to read, to study, to put this into practice. In order to be secure for the arms of the fiat, so as to be cradled and defended. Again, the storm is coming. If we don't understand this by now, I mean, the storm is coming. We have two popes at the Vatican. I know one is pope and the other isn't. We have two presidents. We know one is president and one isn't. What is Jesus doing? He's saying, you got to make your decision. What side are you on? And that doesn't mean to go against the church. That doesn't mean to go against the government. Where is your heart, your mind, your soul? So he's giving us the way and the how we can begin to live this life that we're in, this storm that we're in. And remember when the apostles cried out, Lord, you know, and help us, he said, be quiet, be still. That's Louisa. Quiet and still. In the arms of the divine will, trusting in God, believing in God, hoping in God. What the Lord has given to the little children, the holy divine will, is how to be happy, how to be peaceful. And that's to be with Jesus and Mary through the newborn, Louisa, to enter into this life of the newborn. And being inexperienced in its divine sea, because I am just newly born. This is Louisa. Oh, I'm living in the divine will. I possess the divine will. Louisa says this. Being inexperienced in the divine sea, because I am just newly born. Are we that little yet? I feel the need of being guided and of what I must do in its same will. How are we guided? By the words of Jesus and Mary. That's how we are guided. When we read, when we study, when we put this into practice, when we're focused on this gift, when we long to be alone with Jesus to read this, to study it. We long to be alone. oh, I need this and I need that and I need this and I, we long to be alone with Jesus. That's Louisa. Is that a reflection in our life or not? It's Jesus is, he says, I've given you the book of heaven. Where's Louisa in your life? Where's the DNA, that spiritual DNA of Louisa in our life? Remember when Father Bucci's older brother died and Father Bucci's mother brought the dead baby, the dead, cold, blue, stiff baby, and put it in the hands of Louisa and collapses to the floor, weeping. What does Louisa say? Is this us? Feed him, he's hungry. There's no panic. There's no being worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. It's life. Do you see why she's the newborn? There's not, if you get upset, read the letters of Louisa. There's so much to read now. Read the letters of Louisa. She speaks to your heart, your mind, your soul. She wants you to begin to live this abundant life that she possesses. So Jesus is showing us how and why we can live this life if we become like Louisa. Again, this is what God is asking. So this is what he says, or what Louisa says. And since I felt oppressed for the privations of my sweet Jesus, why? Feeling the need of being guided, listening to Jesus every day in the book of heaven, and what I must do, feeling oppressed for all the incidents happening. My eyes good and my all goodness told me, my little newborn, verifying that what she's saying is true. Newborn of my will, come into my arms. When we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, go into the arms of Jesus. Well, how do you do that? Visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Be with Jesus. Look at Jesus in the monstrance. Be with Jesus. That's what Louisa did as a child. She wanted to be with Jesus. If you're oppressed, if things are stormy in your life, go to Jesus. Be with Jesus. He says basically, become that little newborn, come into my arms. And then he says this, you are right that only in my arms can you be secure. That's visiting Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament if you don't know that. If your life is topsy-turvy, go to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's Louisa. What was reflecting in her eyes was Jesus. As Catholics, we see God in the Blessed Sacrament. That which looks like bread and tastes like bread through the transubstantiation of the priest at the holy sacrifice of the Mass is Jesus. When the priest holds the chalice up during Mass, when he holds the host up, pray to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, this is the sacrifice. This is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. He has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with him. What is our job? Jesus, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, may this outpouring of the Holy Spirit come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, may the Holy Spirit bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. May the fulfillment of the Our Father take place. This is what Louisa did constantly. And she was filled with peace, joy, and happiness because she's accomplishing right what she said right at the very beginning, what God has called her to do, to live this life. God is calling us to live this life, and he needs us to trust in him, believe in him, hope in him, and confidence in him. So what does he do? He gives us the book of heaven. What do we do with the book of heaven? John Paul II said in the 1980s, he said, I want every parish to have Eucharistic adoration. Why are we in the trouble that we're in today? Not every parish has Eucharistic adoration. As a matter of fact, even those that have Eucharistic adoration, they're basically empty. See, we have to learn a divine perspective. That's what the Book of Heaven is all about. It might not be in words, but it's there. And this is what Jesus saying. Again, my little newborn of my divine will. Can Jesus say that to us? Can he call us his little newborns? Come into my arms. Do we listen to Jesus? And do we enter into his arms of peace, joy, and happiness? You are right. You finally come to the conclusion that only in my arms can you be secure. Do you believe that? Only in my arms, Jesus says, can you really become secure, become happy, peaceful, joyful. Nor, this is the best part, nor are there any dangers in my divine will that more than mama keeps you clasped to its bosom to nourish you with its divine light and with its divine love. So when we read the Book of Heaven, Jesus says, there are no more dangers. There's no more worries. There's no more fears. There's no more anxieties. There's no more complaints. There's no more negativities. There's no more doubts. That's what the Book of Heaven is. What is the illumination of conscience? Oh, God's going to reveal to us the things of heaven. He's done this with the Book of Heaven. Have you read it? Oh, I've got other things I've got to do. Have you studied it? I got other things I got to do. See, when you read the Book of Heaven, everything makes sense. Why? Jesus said to Louisa, every question, every doubt wasn't yours, Louisa. It was those who will read this book, and I will answer them. Do you believe that? Do you believe what Jesus is saying to Louisa? Or is it mere lies? Oh, he's just joking. That's why, yeah, at the Last Supper, he heard a joke. He held up the host, the bread, and said, this is my body. He really didn't mean that. He held up the chalice filled with wine, and he says, this is my blood. He was joking. Come on. Jesus doesn't joke about serious things. And the most serious thing for us is the Book of Heaven. Every word that he speaks, he says, is a divine life. Is that divine? Is that word coming alive in us as it did in Louisa? Is that word? Is he joking with us? Is God just joking with you? Oh, this is going to be a good one. Louisa, you're my little newborn. God doesn't joke about this. This is serious. This is the Book of Heaven. Listen to what Jesus says. It makes sacred scripture come alive. It makes our dogma and doctrine come alive. When we are in front of the Blessed Sacrament, he becomes alive. You have to understand, what Jesus gave to Louisa, he wants to give to us. But he has to see Louisa in us, or he can't give this to us. Oh, I'm going to do what I have to do. Baloney. That's ridiculous. What's coming is the kingdom. And Jesus says, I'm going to show you the way and the how this is going to happen through this newborn. And if you can become like this newborn, that doesn't mean staying in bed your whole life. That doesn't mean not eating, drinking, or sleeping, but understanding what Jesus told her. He says, then the kingdom will begin on earth as it is in heaven. Great plans are the Lord is going to do this. He says, as I planned for creation, a divine decree, creation happened. Fiat lux, let there be light. What I planned for redemption happened with Our Lady saying, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. Redemption began at this point. Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary. And now with the fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom come on earth, this dust, on earth, this earth, as it is in heaven. It has to begin there. How is this going to happen? Read the book of heaven. What about the illumination of conscience? Read the book of heaven. Do you see God isn't joking? And he knows how serious this is. He knows the condition of the world. He knows what's happening. He is the Lord. He's allowing everything to happen. Like when he said to Louisa, I have to release all the demons. And Louisa said, you're the Son of God. You don't have to do this. What does Jesus say? He says, Louisa, you don't understand. Humanity wants the release of demons. Oh, that's not true. That's not true. How are people living? Contraceptive mentality, abortion, alternative lifestyles, drugs, pornography. How are people living? They're saying to God, this is what I want. God has to give it to them. And we're in the boat with everybody else. We're not separated. We're all in this together. The weeds and the wheat, the goats and the sheep, the good and the bad, we're all in the boat together. God is going to win. And he says, I won't lose one that the Father has given me, except the one who was to be lost. Jesus loves us very much. He's not going to abandon us. As a matter of fact, he's in every tabernacle in every Catholic church. When that candle is lit next to the tabernacle, Jesus is here. You come in to adore him, not for fellowship. You come in to be silent with the Lord. He speaks in silence. If we're not silent, we won't hear him. If we're gabbing with somebody else, we're disturbing Jesus speaking to the other souls. We have to get back to what is the Holy Eucharist all about? Why did Jesus give us this gift, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist? It's to prepare us for the gift of gifts, the first bread, the bread of the divine will, to walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did, to enter into this abundant life that Adam possessed and lost. Now Jesus says, I have redeemed the world. My mother co-redeemed with me on Calvary. She was there with me. And he says, now I want to sanctify the world. So again, John Paul II told us very clearly, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. So how do we do this? Jesus says, I give you the book of heaven. That's what's happening. The book of heaven, I mean, we had in English the book of heaven in 2005. It's been, 16 years we've had it. How have we changed? How are we always in the arms of the divine volition, or aren't we learning how to do this? Aren't we following the example that Louisa gave us, listening to Louisa, putting her into practice? You don't separate Louisa and just focus on Jesus and Mary. That's not how God did it. It's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. In the Old Testament, it was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. That was the last thing in the Old Testament. Before the church, it was born, if you want to say. And then for the last 2,000 years, it's been Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family of Nazareth. And now with this new era, it's Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. If we don't understand this, we're not reading. We haven't focused on this enough. We're not always in the arms of the divine will. So Jesus says this, there are no dangers in my divine will. But he says, more than a mama, the divine will keeps you clasped to its bosom, to nourish you with its divine light and its divine love. There are neither oppressions, or sadnesses or fears. Is that us? No oppressions, no sadnesses, no fears. Why? These are things outside of my divine will, not inside of the divine will, where there is nothing other than peace, joy, and continued aptitude, happiness. That's us if we're newborns in the arms of the divine will. There's no oppressions, no sadnesses, no fears, nothing other but peace, joy, and happiness. There is, listen to this, this is great. There is so much to do. This has to be changed so that God sees this in us. She's the newborn. There's so much to do. So much to read, so much to study, so much to put into order. That's what God is saying. That the soul can find neither the time nor the place to oppress herself. The time or the place not to read the divine will. There's no more time for that. It's either we have heard what Jesus said to Louisa. We know how Louisa thinks, and we say, I want to be like the little mama of the little children of the holy divine will. I want you, Jesus, to see in me, Louisa. I want you, Jesus, to see in me her image. That's image and likeness of Jesus and Mary that Louisa possesses. There's nothing other but peace, joy, and happiness, and so much to do that the soul can neither find the time nor the place to oppress herself. Let's just change the words here. For the time and the place not to read. We have to read this. There's no more time. There's so much to do. The kingdom is coming. The illumination of conscience is coming. God wants us to get ready for what he is going to do. That's why Our Lady said in 1947 to Bruno, time has now come to an end. There's no more time. And then oppression is the lack of total abandonment in my arms. If you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, you're not abandoned. You're not always in the arms of the divine will. You have to become a little one. You have to become a newborn, like Louisa. You have to have the docility of Louisa. You have to have the love that Louisa had. Imagine as a child kneeling before the Blessed Sacrament. How many of us did that as children? She went there on her own to kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Are we even doing that today? Abandonment produces sweet sleep. And the same sweet sleep she dreams of whom? Jesus, whom she loves. And who loves her so much that he keeps her clasped to his bosom. Our dreams, again, if you're having trouble falling asleep, sleep in the arms of Jesus. Make yourself use your mind's eye and make yourself a little newborn in the arms of Jesus. That's what's being said here. Abandonment produces sweet sleep. You haven't got sweet sleep? And the same sleep she dreams of him. What are our dreams of? Do we at night say, I want to dream with you, Jesus, of you, Jesus, in, with, through, and for you, Jesus, whom she loves. That's what Louisa did. And who loves her so much that he keeps her clasped to his bosom. God's got great things in store. It's going to be some people say a hot summer. Hang on to your hats. There's a storm. There's storms out there. And God has said to us, I want you to be alive at this time. I have predestined you to live at this time of these storms. As he said to Joan of Arc. And Joan of Arc says, I was born for this time. As a 16-year-old, I was born for this time. Do we understand what Jesus is doing? Do we hear him speak to us? Not with our ears, but with the words that he speaks to Louisa with, it's very clear. Not different words. He speaks to us very clearly the way he speaks to Louisa. And we've got to begin to hear him. We have to. We have to begin to understand that when he speaks to Louisa, he speaks to us. And the very first words, are we always in the arms of the divine will? That's the first question Jesus gives us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, that we always be in the arms of Jesus, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Have a great summer. It's going to be good.